Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
One of the things that is astounding about young children is their innocence. If we watch carefully, we notice that they are open, joyful, playful, curious. There is an unreflected upon delight to being alive. The writer Patrick Rothfuss wrote, "When we are children, we seldom think about the future or the past. This innocence leaves us free to enjoy ourselves as few adults can. The day we fret about the future or the past is the day we leave our childhood behind." Sometimes when we're in the presence of young children, we become infected by their innocence. We happily appreciate their lightheartedness, vulnerability, and their acceptance of the world just as it is. As time passes, we move from childhood into adulthood. And this passage causes most of us to lose touch with our original innocence. It becomes much harder, if not impossible, to live our lives with a spirit of open-heartedness, curiosity, and presence. Instead, we seem captured by greed, acquisition, comparison, conflict, jealousy, fear, anxiety, and the delusion that there's a past and there's a future. We could say that our innocence is lost. While some adults have the ability to still be playful, to be joyful, curious, and present, most adults, as Thoreau says, live lives of quiet desperation. So the question arises, can we return to the Garden of Eden? Can we regain the ability to live a life of innocence or openness? To live a life of joy and presence unencumbered by the imprint of knowing. Spiritual practices that focus on the experience of transcendence can lead us to see the world through eyes of innocence. Zen offers this kind of practice. It allows us to see the world with fresh eyes. It calls us to become undiluted and innocent. And usually this happens gradually over time. As Picasso said, it takes a very long time to become young. The practice teaches us, through direct experience, realize our original nature. To realize our original emptiness. Seeing more and more clearly, we understand that there is no past. There is no future. There's only the present. We reconnect to the world and beings around us. And as this happens, open-heartedness, joy, and love return. We are becoming innocent again. Becoming innocent, we begin seeing the world through a child's eyes. Not through a lifeless pile of concepts. The night sky is no longer the night sky. The stream pouring down the mountainside is no longer the stream pouring down the mountainside. The sound of Basho's frog jumping into the old pond is no longer the sound of Basho's frog jumping into the old pond. So if the night sky is no longer the night sky, and the pouring stream is no longer the pouring stream, and Basho's frog is no longer Basho's frog, then what are they? You will only be able to answer this question if you allow yourself to see the world with innocent eyes. Thank you.